Creativity can come in many forms. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Martin Krieger, professor of planning at the University of Southern California, explains the novelty of this path of thought.
Novelty and creativity would seem to come out of apparently meaningless formalism, mismatches, the second best and defective, multiplicity rather than coherent unity, apparently outlandish analogy, and what is uncertain, unknown, and unanticipated, what is ambiguous and poorly defined. For Newton, mathematics was philosophical, alchemy was scientific, and scripture was a decipherable and rational puzzle. The Polaroid SX70 camera was a compromise in its design. The compromises presented as virtues, its optical system a sequence of elements compensating for the defects of earlier elements, its shiny image wet as it emerged from the camera, though not sensed by the user, needing to dry over several weeks. That now slowly developing image, not at all so instant, all of that presented as an experience. The whole being a coordinated system is much like Apple's Mac system. The mathematician can offer many proofs of the same theorem, all very different, their multiplicity offering useful perspectives on that theorem, an identity in a manifold presentation of perspectives, and perhaps those various perspectives are systematically linked. The mathematician often provides formal analogies for the physicist, a matter of both of them working to make what they have relevant to the other. And entrepreneurs, special forces soldiers, and natural scientists take the uncertain as providing opportunities and discoveries rather than disastrous temptations, in part because they expect to find ways of making useful and meaningful whatever is presented to them. In my work on mathematical physics, photography of the city, and defense policy, I keep discovering concrete instances of novelty and creativity, and they arise out of a miasma of conflicting forces and styles and thoughtways. I guess this makes sense, since I too work in that miasma.
That was Martin Krieger of the University of Southern California. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.